dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. The RMAC Volleyball Tournament just an hour away from getting underway at the UNK Health and Sports Center. We welcome all the teams and fans to town for that. And they're going to start trickling in here the next 24 hours for the Division II football playoffs. Coming up in just a moment, UNK coach Daryl Morris will join us. Then Jim Collins, the head football coach at Saginaw Valley of Michigan, will join us as well as they get ready for this first round matchup. It's Thursday, so that means Joe DeMayo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com will join us on the program if you've got a question about your fantasy team and how you can just maybe dump the whole thing at this point of the season, or how you can get that one move to solidify a championship. Email us your questions for Joe to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's Thursday. NFL Power Rankings are coming up as well. A state volleyball tournament gets underway today. The six-man football championship is going to be played tonight at Foster Field. So there's lots of things going on campus. And football fans, be aware, there'll be the football game. There'll be UNK volleyball at 7:30. So folks, you might want to get there a little bit early because of the way parking will be on campus. And hopefully you'll have to walk a little bit if you're not there real early on Saturday. Should be a full house for Division II NCAA playoff action, and we're pleased to be joined, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show by Daryl Morris, the head football coach, UNK. Morning, coach.
Hey, morning, guys.
Well, usually we get to talk with Daryl on Monday, but of course, with all conference and the NCAA Division II requirements, Grant Mollering filled in. But this gives us a chance, I guess, coach, to talk a little bit more about your opponent. But before we get into them, hey, congratulations on the RMAC championship.
Hey, thanks, guys. The kids are excited, and as well as we are as coaches, and a lot of work goes into something like that, so it's really cool to see all that work kind of pay off.
Coach, anything surprised you about the year at all, one phase of a game or another?
Well, I visited with you guys in the past, you know, I thought we were going to be a decent football team, and I said all along, if we could stay out of the doctor's office, you know, we'd be a good football team, and I think we've been fortunate enough to do that for the most part. Going into this Saturday's playoff game, probably as healthy as anybody could ever hope to be, I think.
Coach, as you moved through the season, had the ups and downs, it wasn't the smoothest start to the football season. Now that that is all past you, what were you thinking after 2 weeks of this football season as you got ready for conference, and then maybe how did that all play out?
Well, you know, obviously losing that ball game at Wayne was a tough one for us. I mean, we fought back and almost we had our opportunities to win it and couldn't get it done, and so that's a little bit of a bite right there, you know, to have to deal with that. But coming back the second week and playing UNO here at home and playing so well and beating a very good UNO team, which I think has gotten better and better and better as the year has gone on, and then going in the RMAC chase and being able to run the table in the RMAC is just you know, it's a great feeling for us. I mean, as I said earlier, there's a ton of work that goes into a football season, and to actually see all the effort by the kids and the work and the early morning weightliftings in the wintertime and all that kind of stuff actually pay off for them, especially for our seniors. We're just thrilled to death for them.
Daryl, obviously, seems to be a different feel about this opponent than there has the last couple playoff games and what you've had.
Well, not to take anything away from them at all, but I think this is a decent draw for us. They're a very solid football team, obviously, or they would not be still playing football at this time. There's only 24 D2 schools playing in the country, and they're one of them. So we look for a quality football game from them. We do feel like we match up with them pretty decently on both sides of the ball. Time will tell whether we actually do or not, but, we feel good. We like our football team, as we've been saying all year long.
Coach Daryl Morris, the UNK Lopers, they take on Saginaw Valley State of Michigan coming up at noon Saturday at Foster Field. I know Tony's, and we brought this that same point up probably three or four times this week, but it's a different UNK football team. You're not going in unranked or number 23. You're number six in the country. You've won 10 in a row. You're the RMAC outright champions. This is kind of also new territory for the program.
Well, it is, and you know, but it's you know, I think we deserve what we've gotten so far, and we deserve an opportunity to host a playoff game, and whether we're up to that you know, that honor or not, we'll wait and see till Saturday. But you know, again, I think our kids are confident. We are playing good football. I mean, we're playing great team football, and I just think you know, that this is about as good an opportunity as we've had for some time.
Coach, if you read up on this team at all, it starts with their quarterback, 230 yards of total offense a game.
Right, and he is talented, you know, and their offense will resemble ours. They'll run the zone read. They'll you know, line up in different formations and spread you out a little bit. He can throw the football, has a quality guy to throw it to, and then he can hurt you with his feet. He is difficult to tackle, and that's been proven as we've watched a lot of their games on the film, that he's a guy that can step out of the tackle and make extra yards. And so you're going to have to give him you're going to have to pay attention to him and give him some credit for being able to do that.
Darryl, where do you see an advantage for your football team?
Obviously, I think playing at home. I mean, they've got to make the trip, and we don't. Again, we've been pretty tough at home this year, and if we can get a nice crowd out to the ball game, that's always a bonus for our kids. I don't think a crowd is going to cause them a lot of problems. They played at Grand Valley this year in front of 16,000. But if we can have a nice crowd, a supportive crowd for our kids, I think we can feed off of that, and I think that'll be a bonus for us.
That was very sly, Coach. Very sly. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, if we were talking X's and O's, is there a spot where you might, on paper, have an advantage?
Well, I think we've got some wide receivers that can threaten them deep a little bit. I think we can cause some problems for them. I think we can do some things to them, at least offensively from our standpoint, that they don't see a lot in their league, so they might not be as accustomed to defending this and that a little bit. Defensively, they're a lot like the University of Nebraska at Omaha in terms of, we're going to line up and here we are and let's play some football. And I like my chances against a defense that's not going to try to cause a massive amount of confusion up front with our big offensive linemen. So if we can get them to line up and be still and just come off and block them, then I think that's an advantage for us.
How different is the style of football in their conference from the RMAC?
I think their conference is a lot like ours, maybe a little bit more run-oriented than the RMAC is, a fair pass-oriented league. So there's some teams in there that I think Saginaw Valley will keep seven guys in the box against some formations, and some teams that we watched on film just continually pounded their head into that brick wall. And, you know, we don't want to do that. We want to take advantage, as we always do, of what the defense has given us. If they're going to let us run the football, we're going to do that. If we have to throw the football to beat them, then we're going to do that.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, with us for another moment. Coach, a lot of the goals have been checked off. Most teams keep those private. You've won the RMAC. You've got a home playoff game. Now it's another part of the season. I guess you invent the third part of the season here. So what are your goals, expectations, as you head into this third part of the season?
Well, my main goal, Doug, is to win another ball game so I don't have to do the dishes at home anymore the rest of this year. So I'd like to get that marked off my checklist. But I think probably winning a playoff game would be big for our – I've been telling these kids on this particular football team that, you won 10 ball games, nobody ever has done that before, and that there's been some great teams here at UNK and Kearney State College over the years. But, if you can get one more feather in your cap and win a playoff game, when you have the opportunity some days to visit with some of the gentlemen from the teams in the 50s and 60s that won 9 games because that's all they played, you'll have some ammunition for a good old debate as to who is the best football team ever out of Kearney State UNK.
Darryl, obviously all-conference coming out later this afternoon. You give us an insight on that?
Well, Well, you know, we went through the nomination process, and we instead of going down to Colorado Springs after the last game of the season and having a meeting in person, we did it on the phone. I used my staff to help me rank players from other teams in our league, and we had already nominated our kids that we felt like were worthy of it, a fair number of them, obviously. And we'll have to wait until this afternoon, I guess, to find out how good of a salesman I was to the other coaches and what they thought about the body of work that our football team had put together against all of them. So I'm hopeful that a lot of our kids get some recognition. I think they deserve it.
Well, just in case, how about the play of Rustin during the second half of the season?
Well, I mean, gee whiz, what can you say about Rusty other than the fact that he's one heck of a weapon for us? He's a force, I think, that Saginaw Valley is going to have to deal with. I think everybody that played him this year found out, if they had doubts, which I don't know why they would, but if they did, that he's a quality football player. He's got speed to burn. He can break tackles. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, and just an excellent weapon for us, and a heck of a kid, an academic all-conference guy, you know, academic all-district guy. So just exactly what we look for at UNK when we're out recruiting.
Doug, it's safe to say we're talking to the RMAC Coach of the Year as well, I think, today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You think?
I know
that's
that.
The way it works?
I think that's the way it works.
So we got the volleyball co-coach of the year, but there will be no co-coach
no.
when it comes to football. Daryl, ahead of time, congratulations on that.
Hey, yeah, but we'll wait and see this afternoon, but that's usually the course that they take, and I appreciate that, guys. Obviously, it's the greatest team game on earth, and I've got a bunch of great coaches, and they start with my offensive and defensive coordinator, Russ Martin and Bob Crocker, and those guys do a phenomenal job getting our kids ready every week and couldn't get it done without them.
Well, it's a good thing Andy came here so he knew what it was like to win a game.
We got Andy out of Colorado just before the ship hit the iceberg.
Coach, best of luck Saturday, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week, and hopefully that means we've got another game to talk about.
Hey, that'd be great, guys.
Take
Thanks.
Care. Daryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We'll take a break, and we'll take a look at the other side with Saginaw Valley State head coach Jim Collins right after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center is giving you an opportunity to save up to $600 on Resound hearing aids during a special event November 18th and 19th. A representative from Resound will be on hand for demonstrations and free consultations. During this special event, you can save up to $600 on Resound hearing aids. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, 615 West 39th Street. Call today, 308-865-2277.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Got a dog? Gotta call Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care at 234-5639. Got a cat? Gotta call Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care at 234-5639. Got kids? Gotta call Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care at 234-5639. Call the Sick 'em Up guys right now at Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care and get three 250 square foot rooms clean for just $99. Got a husband? Gotta call Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care at 234-5639 or online at searsclean.com.
Thursday night, it's an NFC battle by the bay when Chicago heads west to take on San Francisco. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Randy Cross and me at Candlestick Park for the premiere of Thursday Night Football. Can Jay Cutler and the Bears grab a pivotal road victory as they try and stay in the playoff race? Or will the young 49ers continue their push towards a division title? If it's Thursday Night Football, it's right here.
Bears Niners Thursday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots as we head through the day today with high temperatures up in the mid-60s. South winds will remain gusty at 10 to 25. For tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll dip back to 43. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Busy next couple of 3 days going on with everything on the high school level. State football playoffs continue in A and B on Saturday. State volleyball today. As we mentioned, the RMAC volleyball tournament and, of course, our continuing coverage of the Division II playoffs that get going. Tony, do you think this is the toughest region?
Well, you got to think that with the last three defending champions, I think, in coming from this one. I think that's obvious. I like that. I think maybe Jim Collins would agree with that. The head coach of the Saginaw Valley Cardinals joins us. Coach, do you agree with that statement?
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I absolutely do. You've got Minnesota Duluth and Grand Valley who've won their share of national championships, and then there's a lot of other good football teams that play against that great competition every week.
Coach, you and your program a lot more familiar and a lot more games under your belt as a program than UNK, but having not been in the playoffs since 05, it's new experience for your kids as well.
Well, and most of our seniors were around in 05. They just, you know, they were on the scout team and they were redshirted. And you know, this is something that they're cherishing this opportunity. You know, you don't get the, you know, when you're one of those teams that goes every year, obviously it's not as big a deal, but when it hasn't happened every year for you, you sure cherish it.
Coach, when you look at UNK's defense only allowing 15 points a game, how do you go about attacking them?
Well, you know, they're outstanding, and I think what you've got to do is you do what got you to this point in the season. It's tough to come up with new game plans week 12. I think what stands out the most is they do a great job of running to the football, preventing big plays. They're a pressure-oriented group, and, you know, we've got to make sure, you know, that we do a great job of accounting for everybody. That's the big thing. They've got guys coming from all over the place. You got to be smart. You got to play with your heads up, and you have to account for all their great athletes.
We asked Coach Morris about this. Curious about your answer to what the difference is in the style of play in the two conferences.
Well, you know, I you could tell, you know, in the Rocky Mountain, there are a lot of passing teams. In our league, I think there are more teams that want to run the football. I think that's the biggest difference. And, you know, the two teams playing on Saturday, you know, we kind of do the same thing on offense. We run the football out of the spread. Our quarterback's a big part of the running game. And, you know, that's in our league, more teams will put it on the ground, where it seems like in the Rocky Mountain there's more passing teams.
Coach, Daryl Morris saying they're as healthy as they've been all year. What's the status of your health, of your team?
Well, we're extremely healthy as well. You know, we've knock on wood, we've been healthy all season, and that's one of the reasons we're in the position we're in. And, you know, we hope to stay healthy on Saturday, but it's good when you know that your best players are the ones that are going to play the game for you.
Coach Jim Collins of Saginaw Valley State joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, talk about your linebacking core. You got a couple of studs there.
Well, we had two players that were both first-team all-conference this year. John Jacobs led the nation in tackles as a junior and led our league in tackles this year as a senior. He's an outstanding player, a top pro prospect. And then we've got Mike LeVand, who doesn't get all the acclaim. He was third in our league in tackles for loss and sacks, and he's an outstanding football player as well. They're very complimentary. Mike is more of a, you know, inside, interior, take on the big guys type of guy, whereas John does a great job of playing in space.
Coach, offensively for you, everybody looks at the quarterback producing 230 yards. Give us a couple more playmakers for fans that are going to want to watch your playmakers.
Well, sure. We've got, you know, we've got an all-conference, first-team all-conference, two-time all-conference tight end, Galen Stone, number 85, who has made a lot of big plays for us. And we've got a tailback that's done a great job for us named Xavier Walker. He wears number 22, and he's led our team in rushing and has had a lot of big games. Then we've got a wide receiver, a slot by the name of Nick Galena, who's made a lot of big plays for us this year. Those are probably the three guys offensively, in addition to our quarterback, that have made the most of their opportunities. But we've got a lot of other good players that have played significantly and have contributed a lot.
Coach Jim Collins of Saginaw Valley State joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jim, what's different about this playoff game than the ones you've coached in the past?
Well, you know, I think the big thing for us, is we're on the road on an airplane, you know, and we haven't done that yet with this group of guys. And, I think that's unique and a different experience. But other than that, I think the key, you know, is to try to keep the routine as similar as possible to every other game that you've been a part of. Obviously we've got a great caliber opponent in UNK, and we've got a lot of respect for them. And, we're really looking forward to the visit, and, we're hoping for the best.
Who stands out from UNK that concerns you?
Well, right out of the gate, Spitzelberger concerns us and really stands out because he's a dual threat. And, you know, I think the most impressive thing about him is the fact that he is able to do so much, from an improvisational standpoint. Something doesn't happen the way it's drawn up to happen, and you see him get out of trouble, and all of a sudden he's running around and he looks to make a play and he throws the ball down the field, and it's a big play. He's an outstanding football player. The offensive line is a bunch of big guys, and that's a big offensive line. And then great skill. I thought, from evaluating it and studying it, a lot of big play receivers, big play running backs. So I think that's a very balanced group on offense, an impressive group.
Up and down the line, there are a lot of statistics that are very similar when you break this game down. Coach, I have to ask you, maybe some of it had to do with Danny Woodhead and Shadron the last couple of years, but in the past, if you were in the Division II football playoffs and you drew the RMAC champion, you closed the door and you popped the champagne and you celebrated. Is that the case anymore?
Well, absolutely not. And, I think the one thing that stands out to me is if you play a tough non-conference schedule, how you compare and how you do against those non-conference teams is a great indicator. And if you look at, the UNK non-conference schedule, Omaha's been a heck of a football team, and they beat them, and Wayne State's been a heck of a football team, and that was one heck of a football game. So, there's no question that UNK is on par with the top programs, around. The rest of the league, to be honest with you guys, I don't know. It's tough to tell just by watching film, but I know that this team that we're showing up to play is definitely deserving of where they are, where they're ranked, and they've proven that they can compete with anybody in the country.
Coach, give us a little known fact about Saginaw Valley. The town,
well,
the
people. I don't know how. We've got five guys right now that are active on NFL rosters, and so we've got a great tradition here, and we've had some pretty good athletes come through our program, and this is a place that has high expectations, not just in football and athletics, but in the classroom and everything else. So, this is I'm fortunate to be here, very proud to be a Cardinal, and looking forward to this opportunity.
We have to ask you this because we make fun of them because they have 2 million students at Grand Valley State. What's it, outside of UNO, we hate Grand Valley State too, but seriously, what's that like?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a they've got something going there that's obviously pretty special. We played there earlier in the year, and there were 17,000 fans at that game, and that's a heck of an environment and a setting for Division II college football. Like anything else, I think, you look at Grand Valley's success, and they've had to work hard for it, and they've had good players, and that's what their program's all about. And, I think what they've done for our conference is really good because I think it allows everybody else to know, what it's going to take, what type of players you have to recruit, and how hard you have to work to get to the national championship level.
Why aren't they Division I? They got 22,000 students.
Yeah, well, guys, to be honest with you, everyone around here keeps saying the same thing, but they're committed to the Division II philosophy, and you look at some of the schools that have made the move, And, you know, I think Grand Valley's real happy with the competitive situation that they're in right now.
I just, you look at where you're located, a lot of, you know, there's big cities close to you. Is that their major recruiting base? You don't go very far away? Or
we don't have to. You know, most of our players are from the state of Michigan, and, you know, most of them are from the east side of the state where we're located. You know, Detroit metro area, Flint and Saginaw are highly populated areas. And in Grand Valley, you know, they pretty much stay on their side of the state for a lot of recruits. Although we do have we have gone in each other's backyards and gotten some pretty good players. But we really feel strongly about the high school football here in Michigan. And especially our area. And, you know, we think this is a great recruiting base for us.
Well, Coach, we'll wish you and your team safe travels. We look forward to seeing you in the game coming up on Saturday at noon here in Kearney. And don't overshoot the airport landing, all right, because it's kind of short.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Jim, take care. Jim Collins, head football coach, Saginaw Valley State, Michigan. Oh, Daddy. I'll say it right now. UNK is the underdog in this football game. And I don't want to throw water on this, but don't you have to take that approach? All the good feeling, but still, Saginaw Valley State, they've lost to Northern Michigan by 3 and Grand Valley State. At UNK, I just want to see them win so bad that sometimes it throws a little shadow. But you talk about kids, they got kids playing in the NFL. They got kids that are going to go play in the NFL.
It's all right. That's all right.
It's got to start somewhere. That's why I'm hoping it starts Saturday.
It starts one heartbeat Saturday. One heartbeat. That's the motto. That's the motto.
No, not the motto. Not the motto.
I just threw up back
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing every member of the Loper staff and team says, no, that's not the motto, you idiot. That may be the motto for an ice skating team. I don't know. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we're going to have our NFL Power Rankings. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Also, a little more breakdown on this football game, but it is kind of amazing. The stats are pretty even, and Coach Collins touched on it a little bit. How tough do you think the Great Lakes Conference is compared to the RMAC?
Well, obviously, they're a fully funded team. You know, UNK's got that discrepancy.
Saginaw has had also a lot more close games as the season has went along. 6 points, 8 points, 5 points. They lost by 3 points. They won by 10. They won by 8. UNK, pretty much outside of Wayne State and UNO, all the conference games, Shadman was a 5-point game. Last week was 9, but most of them, even Mines was 12. Most of them just flat-out blowouts. It'll be interesting, and maybe that was a good thing the last 2 weeks that most of this team had to play into the fourth quarter.
I just think, you know what, I just couldn't be, you know, you couldn't be more happy with the draw. You could be playing some brutal, brutal teams, and you're going to see that in the next round should you advance.
Well, if you are looking to go out and enjoy the football game, it's going to be a little cool. The weather, the temperature is going to dip a little bit, but nothing that's going to keep you away from enjoying some great football. But you might need a stocking hat. You might need a hooded sweatshirt. You might need a new coat. You might need something to wear. From Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, they're open 7 days a week for your convenience. What's today?
Thursday, Doug. They're open late.
Yeah, open till 8. Go in, get your Loper gear, get your Husker gear, get your local gear, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic. They have got everything for you. And with basketball and wrestling season here, can you believe they start practice next week? Yeah, I'm on, Dad. They start practice next week. Might need some shorts, might need some workout t-shirts. Maybe you still need a new pair of shoes. They're there for you. Nike, Adidas, Asics, whatever it is. Wrestling, basketball, they've got it for you. At Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. We'll talk a little more football when we come back.
Calling all guys. Now is the time to save big on all Stafford men's clothing, including performance suit separates, sport coats, dress trousers, and top coats, all for 50% off. Get Stafford dress shirts for up to 50% off and save on Stafford accessories, including ties, belts, wallets, hats, gloves, even socks, underwear, and sleepwear. Plus, save up to an extra 30% off regular and sale prices with your JCPenney credit card. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get in, find it, and get going. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, man in a car driving home. Dinner. What are you gonna have? One of those frozen diet things your wife bought? Those are nice, if you eat 12. How about Campbell's Chunky Sirloin Burger with Country Vegetable Soup? Always filling and delicious. And now better for you, because now it's made with all lean meat. Plus, it's got a full serving of vegetables. Picture it. The juicy burgers, the tender veggies. Come on, hurry home! At the posted speed limit, of course. Campbell's Chunky Soup. Better than ever.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots as we head through the day today with high temperatures up in the mid-60s. South winds will remain gusty at 10 to 25. For tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll dip back to 43. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
What'd you think of the CMAs last night, Tony?
I thought Kid Rock rocked. Taylor Swift's hot.
Yeah, you can't be the female vocalist of the year and be 19. I'm sorry. You can't. But congratulations on all the other awards. They always seem to have a good time and give the awards anymore to just who's hot, who's got the number one all the time. So yay for them. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up on, did you have a comment?
I didn't watch 1 second of that last night.
Well, that's because you were working.
I was working, but if I hadn't been working, I still would not have watched 1 second of that.
I don't know.
Just my input there.
There's some eye candy. There's definitely some eye candy. I don't know, Derek. I think, you know, you probably, you know, Brad Paisley's hot. You know, I'm sure you would have enjoyed that. I kind of like Carrie Underwood myself.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Kanye. That was pretty funny.
That was funny. That was good stuff. What's not funny is losing money in the field.
Oh!
You only get to plant once a year, Daddy. Do you hope?
Do I have a story for you?
You got a story? Is it story time? Daddy, will you tell me a story?
This is live from a field rep at Dyna Grow Seed. Spent yesterday afternoon, this is 2 days ago, riding in a combine with a customer just west of North Platte. Half of the 282-acre pivot was being harvested. Was Dynagrill 57V38. The other half was Pioneer 33D47 and 33D49. All right, half and half. Dynagrill 57V38 was out yielding the Pioneer by 15 to 20 bushel per acre. Plant health and standability of 57V38 was also very, very good compared to Pioneer, even with over 35 inches of snow on that field this year. The customer was super impressed. Said they have farmed that pivot for 8 years and it struggles to get over 200 bushels. Here's the deal. Here's what it boils down to. The bushels per acre that was yielding, sandy soil out there, and tough to make 200 bushels. The 57V38, folks, it averaged 235 dry. Boom goes the dynamite. Celebrations. Yeah, that's Dom Perignon time. You get it out in the field, you pop the top because it's time to party. When you see yields like that, results of a 12-entry trial from Holdridge, 57V38, the hybrid we were just talking, number one. Out of the 12-entry, number one. 252.5 bushels an acre. 57V07, number two, 250 bushels an acre. That was 13.6 bushels an acre over Golden Harvest 91.80. Folks, we're telling you all the time, call your local Dynagrow seed dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. This is simply amazing, and you want the best hybrids for your farming operation, they've got them at Dynagrow.
Speaking of Speaking of our email here, Tony, UNKT motto, which has to be a whole lot better than what you have. This comes from Greg in Hastings. He says the UNKT motto for the playoff game, Gunga, Gungala, Gungala.
They've got that going for them.
They got that going for them. Regards, Carl Spackler.
Fair enough.
So, Gungala, Gungala to the Lopers.
He carried some clubs for the llama.
Is that okay? Everything's good for the dolly? That's so great. How about we do our NFL Top 10 Power Rankings? I don't know how much change we're going to have for this week in the NFL Power Rankings, but, Daddy, how about your Top 10?
Well, it's a mix and match entering the Top 10. Douglas, I've got the San Diego Chargers. They've won three straight. I don't know if this is the right move. The only person close to the outside looking in is the Houston Texans, and I've got that missed a field goal with Indianapolis. I've got them right outside. Otherwise, I think this deal's pretty cut and dried. Ninth, Denver's still leading that division in the AFC West. They've lost two in a row. They're falling back to the pack there. Number eight, Philadelphia. I said last week they need Brian Westbrook. You got to get Brian Westbrook healthy because he's just an added dimension to that offense. And number seven, Pittsburgh. They've won five in a row. They continue to climb back to the top of the power rankings. Number six, the Dallas Cowboys. Romo finally won a big game on the road in a big stage. I like that. Dallas Cowboys are coming. At number five, Cincinnati Bengals. They scored the first three times they had the ball versus the Baltimore Ravens, 17-0, never really looked back. Number four, the New England Patriots. They're 5-2. What a showdown that should be. Number three, Minnesota Vikings. You know what? 7-1. Couldn't be more happy with where they're at right now. Number two, I got a shake up at the top. I've moved the New Orleans Saints to number two this week for the simple fact I've watched the games the last two weekends at Miami and then this week with Carolina. You can't put the ball on the carpet, guys, and expect to be the best team in the NFL. Yeah, your offense is good enough to come back and beat Miami and come back and beat Carolina. But when you get in crucial situations, certainly not this week with the Rams, which should be 58-10. But down the road, I think the team playing the best football right now, although they had to avoid a late missed field goal from a Nebraska boy with Houston, I move Indianapolis to the number one position this week. Indianapolis Colts are my number one team.
Well, they look pretty similar, the NFL power rankings. I, too, brought in San Diego. You're starting to see teams that we thought were going to be good at the beginning of the year, and they struggled. Well, they're starting to come in. San Diego, Pittsburgh, Dallas, New England all struggled early. But they want to be on their best heading towards the home stretch in the second half of the season. All four of those teams fit in that category, and all four are playing some pretty good football here the last three or four weeks. So I dropped Philadelphia out, and I dropped Houston out. I don't know. That they both could be right there. But San Diego's 10. I still think Atlanta's a good football team, so I put them in at number 9. I've been on their bandwagon all season long, but I've also been on the Bears, and boy, somehow they're 4-4 and look horrible. I've got Dallas at number 8 because no matter what you say, they still lost to Denver. Denver came back and won that game. Shouldn't have, but they did, so I've got Denver at 6. Pittsburgh's at number 6, and again, they lost to Cincinnati, and they got a chance to take care of business with this weekend. So San Diego 10, Atlanta 9, Dallas 8, Denver 6, Denver 7, Pittsburgh 6, Cincinnati 5, New England is number 4, Minnesota is number 3, I keep the Colts at number 2, and the Saints at number 1 after picking up another win.
Actually, after Monday night, Pittsburgh probably much better than number 7, or wherever you've got them. That's probably one of the best football teams in the National Football League right now. 1 yard rushing they let Denver have in the second half. 1 yard. They spread it around. Roethlisberger continues to be hot. They're your Super Bowl champion. You heard it here on the 12th of November.
Yeah, because Steve Young said it. What do you think about the six-man game tonight? Prediction?
Repeat. Greeley Wallback.
The Greeley Wallback Titans and Arthur County coming in for the six-man game tonight. 7 o'clock. You going?
No. Can't make it. Other things going on.
Okay. All right. Why wouldn't there be? That's good. I'm glad you're a busy man. Folks, a couple of things for the six-man game. It's like an eight-man field, only 15 yards for a first down, and quarters are 10 minutes long instead of 12. All players are eligible. so you can see a big game from the center. The best ever. Those are the best. I love those. A field goal is worth 4 points. If you kick the point after, it's 2 points. If you run it in, it's worth 1 point. Basically, they're rewarding you for what's tougher to do with only 6 men on the field. Because when you're lining up to kick it, somebody's holding it, somebody's kicking it, there's only 4 guys to block 6.
Do you see a lot of drop kicks?
I used to see some drop kicks. Tony, last year, the champion Greeley Wallback over St. Edward ran the table 67-24. Can you tell me who won the first 6-man football game at Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, that's easy. Bartlett.
Back-to-back champions.
Wheeler. No,
1996. In 1995, Wallback went to Prague, and they were able to overshoot the floodlight out of the press box for the introductions, and they were able to come out and win that game, and then they went to Lincoln and beat Milligan 54-20. But you look at all these teams that have played six-man. Let me just throw these out to you. They started playing the championship in 87. Guide Rock, gone. They played Farnham, consolidated. Elgin was playing six-man in 1988. Wallback has consolidated with Greeley. Lawrence has consolidated with Nelson. Spalding Academy is with Spalding. Bartley, part of the whole Southwest contingent now. Llewellyn.
That's now Garden County.
Out there in the western part of the state.
I believe it's Garden County now.
Hildreth. There was Wilcox. Prague. Benedict, gone. Elba still has. Milligan, gone. Litchfield won a couple there with Jay Stair at the helm in the late 90s and early 2000 and 2002. McPherson County is still around. And Rock County, that's Bassett, played six-man football. Now they're all up in that Spencer Napier, whatever they call that up there now, Kipaha, and that consolidation up there as well. So you see some new teams come in, and you see a lot of teams start to consolidate, and that's going on tonight at UNK. So enjoy it. Daddy, before we go to the break and then have Joe DeMeo, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Lynn in Grand Island says, hey guys, I haven't heard the status on Larry Asante's injury. Is he going to be good to go for the Kansas game or what? Please shed some light on this.
Well, he was good to go. I believe that was a paper yesterday that said there would be no problems. According to the paper, that's all I've got for you.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly, it's a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risks trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners. Vidalkey Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is. At Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center is giving you an opportunity to save up to $600 on ReSound hearing aids during a special event November 18th and 19th. A representative from ReSound will be on hand for demonstrations and free consultations. During this special event, you can save up to $600 on ReSound hearing aids. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, 615 West 39th Street. Call today, 308-865-2277.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots as we head through the day today with high temperatures up in the mid-60s. South winds will remain gusty at 10 to 25. For tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll dip back to 43. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Daddy's show, NFL football coming your way tonight, so make sure your fantasy roster is set if you've got a Chicago Bear or a San Francisco 49er. That game can be heard right here on ESPN Radio, kicking off at 7 o'clock. There's also some college football on the slate tonight. It will be South Florida and Rutgers in the big game. Ball State takes on Northern Illinois. Bowling Green takes on Miami. But to talk about the NFL and all that is with your fantasy team from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, Joe DeMeo. Joe, good morning.
Hey, Doug, Daddy. How you guys doing?
Well, we're hanging in there, Joe. Obviously, people coming off of bye weeks, only two teams on bye week that week, should open up some options for some people.
Yeah, it's two good teams on bye, though. And, you're sitting down, essentially four running backs, four wide receivers, and two QBs. And Schaub and Manning, are getting played around most fantasy leagues, as is Jacobs and Steve Slayton was being played before the Ryan Moat incident, same thing with Andre Johnson, Kevin Walter, Steve Smith, Mario Manningham, and Owen Daniels obviously is out for the year, so no worries there.
Let's get right to it. Our first email on the show today, and of course you can email your questions for Joe to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. This comes from Tori, who's still trying to make a run here. He wants to know, Greg Jennings or who's your mama?
TJ Huzmanzada has been the underneath receiver for Seattle. He's got a good matchup this week going against an Arizona pass defense that, at best has been mediocre. And on the other side of the equation, Jennings is running against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, Dallas's pass defense has been strictly middle of the road, so there's not a lot to separate these two defenses. So you might want to start the receiver who's got the most upside. That would be Greg Jennings.
Joe, I come at you with Joe Flacco or Phillip Rivers.
It's hard to sit Phillip Rivers. He's got a really, really tough matchup this week against San Diego, and Flacco's got a cush matchup against Cleveland this week. This week and this week only, I would suggest starting Flacco over Rivers, but that's a tough thing to do to sit Phillip Rivers.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, where do we see injuries affecting our team this week?
There's a couple of guys that we need to at least have on the radar. The first one is Clinton Portis. He's absolutely going to be listed as doubtful, but he's out. There's going to be a rush to grab Lavelle Betts, except Lavelle Betts is running against the Broncos this week. The Broncos' run defense is nowhere near as bad as Pittsburgh made them look last week, but that's because Denver had to respect Roethlisberger. No two ways about it. They will not show the same respect to Jason Campbell. So lay off Lavelle Betts this week. Frank Gore will play tonight. He's got an eye contusion, but he is going to play tonight. Just about every quarterback that you need to have is actually in play this week. Darren McFadden makes a start after missing about four games with a knee injury, and he's a decent start against the Chiefs. Anquan Boldin looks like he's back to being 100%, and his owners will be thrilled. Antonio Bryant still is not practicing, and he's got a very good matchup this week against the Dolphins if he can get to the dance. Justin Gage has some tests run on his back. I would sit him this week anyway, even though Tennessee's playing Buffalo. Buffalo happens to have the best pass defense in Football League. Lance Moore is probably going to be out. You got to love Robert Meacham in this game. Meacham stacks up beautifully against the Annapolis Rams, and you have a very good of having a nice play in Robert Meacham this week. Terrell Owens has a hip injury. I don't know if he's going to go. We'll see if he how he gets through practice today. On your tight ends, Antonio Gates has a little bit of a foot issue, but he's going to play. And defensively, just about everybody who needs to be playing is going to be playing, except for cornerback Jabari Greer for the New Orleans Saints. He's got a groin pull, and he's a good one. Greer's a good one. And, you know, I tell you, keep an eye also on the defensive tackle, Haloti Ngata, for the Ravens. He was out last week, which made it much easier for Cedric Benson to plow through and over an overman Ravens, you know, front seven. Ngata is questionable this week with an ankle. If he returns, you wouldn't want to start Jamal Lewis anyway, but if he returns, don't start Jamal Lewis. Just the word "don't" becomes appropriate. So there's a little bit on the injury front, guys.
Is Frank Gore good to go, Joe?
Yeah, he's good to go. He's got an eye contusion. He's fine.
Joe DeMayo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us here. I know Marcus Colston was out with, what, an illness? You mentioned already one man out for the Saints. Could this be a concern?
No, he's got the flu, and luckily he got sick on Tuesday. My guess is he's doing the intravenous fluids thing, and I'm fairly certain he'll practice on Friday. But you need to keep keep an eye on that type of thing.
Let's go back to the email here. First off, from Dan, he goes, "Is there any value to picking up Willie Parker?"
No, Dan. No, there really is no value. If you watch the Monday night game, he didn't even enter the game until very, very late in the third quarter. And never, ever got anything resembling a touch. And he was in there just simply because they had to have a back in the backfield. And Rashad Mendenhall was getting some oxygen from galloping through the Broncos' linebackers and secondaries. So Willie Parker is not someone you want to have.
Joe, we're back at the Den Popper inbox. Jordan wants to know, Liddell Betts or Jonathan Stewart?
Jordan, go with Jonathan Stewart this week. Liddell Betts, I think, is going to have a tough go against Denver's rush defense. They were embarrassed last week, and I think they'll shore that thing up. And they're still the fifth-best run defense in football. Carolina, on the other hand, welcomes Atlanta to the fracas. The Atlanta Falcons, believe it or not, allow 4.5 yards per carry. This bodes very well for D'Angelo Williams, and it bodes very well for Jonathan Stewart. Go ahead and make Stewart the primary start this week. I guess this is a flex position or an RB2 you're talking about.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. I didn't like to hear that. Here's another one. Hey, Derek wants to know, is it Timmy Hightower or is it Cadillac Williams time?
Yeah, Derek, that one on the surface would favor Hightower, but let's get a little bit deeper into it. Seattle's run defense is pedestrian. It allows 4.4 yards per carry, where Cadillac Williams is running into a Miami rush defense that's the sixth best in football. The statistics back up the Hightower recommendation. Go ahead and play Timmy Hightower this week.
I've got a question for you, Joe. With Larry Johnson being dismissed at Kansas City, and I didn't really see it be a big factor last week, what's the value to Jamal Charles? Is he startable? Do you pick him up if he's out there? And if you do, is he startable against Oakland?
Yeah, this is the week. If you're thin at RB2 or flex, this is the week to run with Jamal Charles. Oakland's rush defense is at best mediocre. They allow almost 4.5 yards per game. They've allowed 13 rushing touchdowns. This would be that time to use Jamal Charles. Also, Daddy, keep an eye on Colby Smith also. He may end up with the job in the next week or two, full-time job.
Hey, Joe, just a question of wide receiver. Has anyone climbed your board higher or faster than Miles Austin this year? Just came out of nowhere.
I mean, let's talk about Miles Austin. He's the fourth highest scorer in fantasy points, standard formats, 10 yards per reception plus six points per touchdown. He's the fourth highest scorer in fantasy football among wide receivers. Vincent Jackson right now is the top scorer. And then the usual suspects, Andre Johnson, Randy Moss, Andre Johnson, and
Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald. Thank you so much, Larry Fitzgerald. But Miles Austin has done has his totals in four games. The other receivers have had eight games. This guy has been a phenom. He's been an absolute phenom, and he's a must start the rest of the year.
I never picked those guys up in the ninth round. It seems to be amazing. I'm going to have to talk to my general manager. Hey, Joe, he's the general manager of our team. He joins us every Thursday, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday, Joe. We sure appreciate it. Take care.
Hey, guys, my privilege always, Doug. Daddy, have a great week. Good luck with your fantasy teams, and we'll catch up next week. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Take care, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. The website is there for your enjoyment and, more important, your information as you get ready to dominate your fantasy league. Joe, thumbs up.
A lot of information to take in there. I think everybody's searching for a position or two out there.
Well, that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. I'm headed off to state volleyball. I'll give you a buzz tomorrow. Daddy will be in studio. He'll be talking with the Kansas Insider about Nebraska-Kansas, Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. Your selections, which were mediocre last week, bad college.
The last 3 weeks.
Been hanging around there, so we'll see what happens. NFL football tonight coming up here on ESPN. It is the Bears and the Niners. Tri-City Storm fell 4-1 last night. Congratulations to UNK's Nikki Scott. She's the RMAC Volleyball Player of the Year. The Lopers play Western New Mexico tonight at 7:30 in the RMAC Tournament, the Health and Sports Center. They're just about ready to get underway with the 12 noon game. And the Huskers have picked up another commitment. Chase Harper, a tight end from Navarro, Texas Junior College. They're ranked number one in the country. And the Hastings College men's basketball team, they beat Bethel 66-51 last night, 27 for Wade Vaughn. We want to thank Joe DeMeo for joining us on the show today. Saginaw Valley coach Jim Collins and UNK coach Daryl Morse.
Also tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show, I'll break down Dirk Chatelain's article, numbers, a lot of numbers, and they don't bode well for the Nebraska offense. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.